Hi everyone, this is Spira Talk Radio, and today I am here with Candy, with Candy Yoga and Catering. Hello, Candy.
Hello, Dora. So nice to be here with you.
Yeah, and Candy and I, we have a long history. You started taking yoga at Spira, I think, oh my God, I don't want to age us, but was it like 7, 8 years ago, even more?
Yes, it was. When I stopped and thought about it this morning, I was thinking, oh my goodness, we're going to approach the 10-year mark of knowing each other before too long.
It hasn't felt that long at all.
I know.
And you had a long journey with us. I know you took our 200 training, and then you were just really an integral part of our business. But then you grew wings and you started doing this amazing thing, this holistic catering business as well, and teaching yoga on the side. And we partnered up for our retreats, and I think we did the retreat now 3 years on a row, 4 years on a row together.
Yes. Yeah, we have done it. It's been 4 years in a row that we've, accomplished this retreat, and it's just been such a beautiful experience. I've been so excited to be a part of it. So
can you tell me the listeners a little bit about what inspired you to become a private chef? Why did you grow wings towards this amazing direction?
Well, I've always been involved in, in the restaurant business and catering for others, and working, while I was going to school, it helped pay the bills to have the extra, income working in restaurants and planning events. And then I just decided, I want to just try to start doing this on my own for people. And I just took it upon myself, and I'm basically self-taught. I've always been a wonderful, home cook, making meals for my family, making meals for my friends, love having dinner parties, love hosting things. And then I just started, like you said, jumped in, took some chances, and your retreats are one of the highlights. And now that's kind of become my specialty, is trying to, cater towards events and retreats, especially when it's involving yoga, which is my second true love.
Well, I was just always floored because, a lot of restaurants and cooks market that, I'm organic and I make things from scratch. But really, when you look at the detail, it's not always so. But I just remember the first time you cooked for us, and I'm like, this girl is not kidding. I mean, you were churning the ice cream. You were making even the cashew milk for the ice cream from scratch, like soaking the cashews. I'm like, this gal takes no shortcuts. When it's from scratch, it's from scratch.
I know. Exactly. I know you always joke around like, okay, did you bring your own chickens for the eggs today? And are we going to see them? But I do really take a lot of pride in using all organic and locally sourced, and trying to, support local farmers and support a really healthy, holistic food industry that betters everybody. It's better for the planet. It's better for people, and people feel good when they eat food that's made with a lot of love and energy and positivity. And so I really take that seriously. And I take a lot of pride in preparing things, as from the beginning to the end, as organically as I can. So yeah, it's been a lot of fun. And it's also allowed me to be very creative and learn a lot. So
yeah. Just remind me some of the recipes that you made that were just big hit in the past few years in the retreat. What were they?
Oh, it seems like people get really excited about sometimes the simplest things. Like we've done these really amazing matcha green latte shots in the mornings, made with organic milk and nut milk and matcha, and it's just people just love those. And also our little smoothie elixirs, we've been making those in the mornings for people at the retreats, just letting people start their day off with a real healthy boost in a light way. We've also been, the biggest hit have been, remember the peanut noodle salad, the Thai noodle salad in boxes?
Yes.
that's one of your favorites. And we use like fresh mango and tons of cilantro and all these beautiful ingredients.
I think people were stealing it out of the fridge. I think there was a small competition for it because you actually give us the, you're just put so much work into this retreat. You actually give us the chance to go for a hike so we could take that as a little backpack in a box. Exactly. And I remember, you know, taking away the boxes. And then when we were back, I think there was one student who was kind of raiding your refrigerator for more leftovers.
I know. I thought about it the next morning. I'm like, some of the boxes are missing. What happened? Little Keebler elves came in.
There's a little bit of a... So yeah, people fighting for your food is always a good sign.
I think it's a great sign. And the location of this retreat is just magical. I mean, you leading meditation as people are looking over this amazing valley, the Tinawe Valley. It's just undescribable. The moment you walk onto that property, don't you feel it? You just feel a sense of ease and calm come over you. And the outdoor kitchen is amazing. And it's just such a communal experience for everyone. I think when I'm preparing the food, I'm not stuck away in some kitchen behind doors. I'm out there in the open. And it's just such a fulfilling experience. And seeing all the smiles on everyone's faces is just, it's just pure joy.
And that's kind of why I keep returning over and over again to this retreat place, because it doesn't feel like a corporate establishment, right? There's always a groundskeeper. So if you need help, you have help. It's very well maintained and clean. There's brand new furniture in the cabins. The cabins are huge and spacious, but it's 20 acres private and there's nobody there except the groundskeeper and his dog. And so you arrive and we've become like a small family, right? Everybody's in their own cabin. So there's lots of privacy and lots of space. It's 20 acres, but then we can gather in the outside area for kitchen and there is a lodge, but when it's beautiful, hardly anybody uses the lodge.
I know. And the lodge is exquisite with those huge beams and high ceilings and amazing windows. You're just drawn to being outside because you feel the breeze coming through the valley and the sun, and the yoga experience is amazing. And so.
Yeah. And now there's a little pool and a very large jacuzzi. So people just like hanging outside and there's some.
And then the stargazing at night, the sky is beautiful. You can lay, we've gone out, taken the yoga mats and everybody's laid out and looked up at the stars.
Good stuff.
It's good
stuff. But really, I mean, the place is beautiful. The yoga is great. The community is lovely. But you do put some highlights on it, Candy. Your food is always something that just gets talked and talked about forever. So I highly recommend Candy for catering for any of you guys that are thinking about hosting an event. I think your specialty is in medium, small groups, right? You're not handling huge caterings at this point, but in more intimate caterings, because she does everything from scratch. I mean, the lady is insane, the amount of work you put in there. But there is not a single additive or artificial condiment. So I am looking forward. Hopefully, I think we have 5 more cabins available, and I would love to have this. Because honestly, we need a little bit of that normal too, don't you think?
I know it's been so hard on everyone. And I really am like, I think everybody is just craving that normalcy and opportunities to connect with people.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I know things might not be completely normal in the grand scheme of things by August, but this is private 20 acres. Each cabin is spaciously located afar from each other. And then we only gather outside. So even if not everybody from the, you could book a cabin for your family. I think we have actually a family who've done this year after year after year. And then the grandma comes and the kids come and some of them do yoga, some of them don't, but it's actually a nice little reunion for the family. And that way you get the whole cabin in your COVID bubble and then everything else is outside. I think it's as safe as we can get right now to a completely normal experience.
Oh, 100%. And like you said, the cabins are so spacious. And I love the each cabin has its own little area, like its own deck area. You can sit outside and have moments to yourself or with your family,
yeah,
or with your partner. You just can have a lot of space. And so, yes, when we have 20 acres in the Tinaway Valley, it's a great way to socially distance and feel connected. So, exactly.
It's making the impossible happen.
Yes, yes, it is.
Well, I hope you join us, and I hope you get to taste Candy's amazing cooking. And if you don't, keep her in mind for your next family reunion or small wedding. She's really, truly amazing. Thank you, Candy, for coming on the show.
Thank you, Dora. And I look forward to preparing food for all of you. Please come and join us at this beautiful retreat and do yoga at Spira. Keep moving your body. All right. Take care, Dora.
Take care, Candy.